Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Rec center floor showing signs of improvement. County waiting to hear assessment from gym floor expert. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County officials are waiting to hear back on what caused the damage to the gym floor at the Campbell County Recreation Center, but the floor is showing signs of repairing itself. The Gillette News Record reported, Court 3 in the rec center was shut down in early August due to damage. It's since reopened with both basketball hoops open, but the middle of the court is blocked off with cones. County Facilities Manager Bill Beestrom said there are some spots on the floor that have gone back to normal. One spot on the floor had previously risen 1.5 to 2 inches, but it's pretty much settled out now, Beestrom said. Last week, a gym floor expert came in and spent half a day in the rec center taking pictures, samples, and moisture readings, Beestrom said. The expert was hired by the county to figure out how the floor was damaged. Beestrom says he doesn't know when the county will get results, but he hopes it's within the next week. Public Works Director Matt Olson said the floor expert believes the damage didn't likely happen from one event. For insurance reasons, the county wants to nail down the cause of the issue, whether it was a mechanical failure or if it was weather-related. Two people arrested outside motel for felony drug possession. The Gillette Police Department responded to the Super 8 Motel on Wednesday morning at around 11:30 a.m. for a report of a disturbance. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, when they arrived, they found a 32-year-old woman identified as Kathleen Carter in the parking lot that was showing signs of being under the influence of a controlled substance. When questioned, she told officers that she had recently used meth. Her 32-year-old husband, Travis Benson, was also in the parking lot, sitting in a vehicle. The man also admitted to using meth. After consenting to a search, law enforcement found 6.7 grams of methamphetamine and 0.2 grams of liquid methamphetamine in the vehicle. Officers arrested the couple for felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and misdemeanor possession of methamphetamine in liquid form. Carter was also charged with use of a controlled substance. While being booked at the jail, detention officers found another 6.7 grams of methamphetamine on Carter and was additionally charged with taking drugs into the jail, which is a felony. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.